Too Much Rock podcast number 650. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Andrew Connor, the frontman of the band Ghosty. I played the song Misery, and that's on the new album In Colorado, which came out April 21st. It's available digital only right now, though Eureka Records is working on a vinyl press, so you should see that soon. He is based out of Chicago now, but he came to Kansas City last week for a couple of shows, played as Ghosty, but also played some of these solo songs as well, and it was delightful, and that album is delightful as well. It's lo-fi, it's indie pop, it's warm, it's smart. Give that one a listen, you're going to find something you enjoy. And speaking of visiting with old friends, we've got a new track from Fastbacks. This one's called A Quiet Night.
Yeah.
Too Much Rock delivering a fantastic trio of songs, ending there with Rainy Day Cat Parade from Kansas City. The song is called Guts, and it's from a self-titled EP that came out in November of 2021, just self-released digital-only project of Alex Courtney, formerly of the band Man Bear, criminally underrated band and a criminally underrated songwriter. Five songs on that EP, and they're all wonderful. So find that one on Bandcamp. It's pay what you like, so you can't go wrong there, can you? Before that, we heard from Night Court from Vancouver, BC. The song is Karate Kick, and it's on the band's new album, Humans, which will be out June 9th on Snappy Little Numbers or Debt Offensive Records, depending on where you are in the world. That's a band that I love so much, and that album there is so very good as well. And then we started that set off with the Fastbacks with the song A Quiet Night. That's the A-side of a single that came out February of this year on No Threes Records. That label been around forever. The band based out of Seattle, of course, and the band itself has been around forever, though I thought they had disappeared. But it turns out somebody has come out of retirement, and the band is making new music. And I'm glad they are, because that one's a wonderful thing. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to get a little more punk rock now. Something from the new Rancid. This one's called New American. We'll be right back.
sun go down. The night has just begun. This is my home now. For I am an American. Eddie the Butcher was a stevedore. Together to the Singapore shore. That's where we met Calico Jim. We drank his money in his bathtub gin. As I watched the sun go down, the night has just begun. This is my home now. For I am a new American.
letting that big left turn into hardcore is courtesy of Joust from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is Candle Hunter. It's on the band's new EP, Feudalism, which came out May 26th. Just digital-only self-release right now, though I'm told cassettes are coming soon. The band may sound straight-up hardcore, but give that one another listen when you're going to find all sorts of things happening within those songs. Very smart band. Before that, we heard from Aggressive from Duisburg in Germany. The song's called Home. That was released on like a six-band split called A Handful of Oi, which came out on Sunny Bastards back in 2016. The band is currently touring the U.S. Saw them a couple weeks ago in Kansas City. They played that song, and I really liked it, so I had to hunt down that EP, which was not easy. Just excellent Oi there, by the book, just how I like it. And we started that set off with Rancid and the song New American. That's on the band's new album, Tomorrow Never Comes, which came out on June 2nd on its own Hellcat Records, through Epitaph, of course. That Berkeley band hasn't put out a record in the last, I don't know, 5 years, but this one was worth waiting for. And it kind of harkens back to some of the earlier recordings. First couple of listens, I didn't feel it a whole lot, but after that, every song seemed to be my favorite. That one there is just wonderful. All right, let's wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 650. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Corrine coming up at the Record Bar on the 6th. Sisters of Mercy are playing the Uptown on the 8th. I think about that show, and $35 doesn't seem so bad, but then another $35 in Ticketmaster fees puts it out of my price range. On the 9th, Major Matt Mason is playing the Velo Garage. That night is also the start of the High Dive Anniversary show at Record Bar, which continues on the 10th. On the 10th, we also have Scuffed at the Pin Valley Skate Park. Dan Jones is playing Velo Garage. Weezer is Azura on the 11th. On the 14th, Sprain is playing Record Bar. 17th, Red Iron is the West Sider, or Dreaded Laramie is at the Replay, or Boulevardia starts at Crown Center, and that runs on the 18th as well. On the 18th, we also have Ills coming to Liberty Hall. On the 20th, Child of Night is playing a mini bar. 24th, Alkaline Trio showing up at Azura. On the 25th, FACS at Mini Bar. On the 28th, and Remember Sports are playing Farewell, or Paul Bear is playing at Record Bar. That one with Drifter just announced. On the 30th, Godflesh is playing at the Bottleneck. And then we're into July, and then July can happen when July happens. Looking at the website, a few new things have popped up since we talked last. There are photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Remorsefully Numb Thank You, I'm Sorry Lake Love gig, of the Uncouth Hard Sell and Aggressive show, and of the Aqua Dolls Daniel Gum show, and I think, also of the Limb Dealer, Nephilim, and Goat Horse show, and more to come. And time for one more track here. Let's play one from Nidosphere from here in Kansas City, Missouri. The song is Foxfire. It's on the band's new album, Catabasis, which came out April 14th. A self-released digital-only affair. The band is interesting. They are kind of slowcore, but kind of post-everything. You'll find lots of beautiful things and lots of heavy, wonderful things. So this is one you want to surrender to. You're going to enjoy this one. This is Nidosphere with Foxfire. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.